You are listening to the sermon podcast of Covenant Presbyterian Church. We are a community in Madison, Wisconsin, who gathers to worship, to learn, to serve, and to grow together in God's love. Please visit us online at www.covenantmadison.org, where you can find information about Covenant Ministries, as well as links to our online worship services and sermon podcasts.
And now a reading from Paul's second letter to the church in Corinth, chapter 13, verse 13. Listen for the word of God. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Now, I know there are some sharp-eared worshipers out there who have maybe noticed something about this passage. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. This is a benediction that I use every time I preach. And you may notice that when I use it, what I say is the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit. And so if you've been paying attention, what you may notice is we've finally resolved a millennia-old dispute. I've finally set the record straight on what Paul should have written. So you're welcome, church. You can send my check later. But this is the benediction that Paul gives at the end of this letter to the church in Corinth. It speaks about sending and going. And we have that in our lives. We have this sending, coming, and going, patterns and rhythms that live at the core of who we are as people, but especially who we are as a church. See, our church year is delineated and defined by the twin pillars of Christmas and Easter, birth and resurrection. Our months are defined by the sharing of communion. We break the bread on the first Sunday and share that with one another. Our weeks are defined by the respite that is worship on Sundays. These are traditions and rites and practices that move like the tides, surely and inexorably. Breathe in, breathe out. And these patterns, they ground us, they center us, they guide us. Rhythms that move our lives and echo in our worship. So while the content of worship varies wildly from week to week, our tradition has a structure of worship that's persisted for centuries. Gathering, receiving and responding to the word, celebrating the sacraments, and then sending. Breathe in, breathe out. God breathes us in with the Holy Spirit into the worshiping body and then sends us out, breathes us into the world to share that Spirit. As we gather, we are welcomed into the worshiping space, which, as we now know, can truly be anywhere. In our gathering, we sing, we confess our sins, we pass the peace of Christ, and we make ourselves open for the service to come. Then the word is proclaimed. Scripture is read, and the preacher shares how God may or may not be speaking to them through Scripture. We offer of ourselves in response to the life-giving word, and then, bound together by the love of God that was revealed to us through Jesus Christ, the word made flesh, we pray with and for one another. The sacraments, whether they are enacted or not, are always present in our worship. The table is there. The font is there. Baptism and communion at every service. A visible reminder of God's transcendent grace and love. And then in our sending, we are charged to bear this sacred experience to the world. And we're given a blessing to empower us to do it fearlessly. For those of us who have internalized this pattern, it becomes a sustaining rhythm, a weekly thrum that resonates until we return again. and every part of this rhythm is precious to me. We welcome ourselves and each other into worship, our awareness of our own sinfulness that then moves into a recognition of God's transcendent forgiveness, the peace of Christ that we share together in community, sharing this peace as a way of showing one another love, the word of God that comes to life in our midst, the radical act of offering ourselves in service of something far beyond us, the intimate care and love that comes from praying with and for one another. I love all of those things, and at various times, I may describe each of those parts as my favorite part of worship. If you've been here long enough, you probably have heard me say each of those things is my favorite part. But today, I have a new favorite, a different favorite, which is the charge and blessing, the benediction, the sending. The Presbyterian Book of Order, which is the constitution of the Presbyterian Church, which guides who we are and what we do, it says about the benediction that we are blessed in order to be a blessing to others. The charge calls the church to go forth as agents of God's mission in the world. Blessed to be a blessing, and we call each other to go forth as agents of God's mission in the world. Personally, I find the benediction to be both a little intimidating and exciting. I view it as a chance to reaffirm what we've heard through Scripture and affirm that our call is not just in the walls of the church or in the hour that we worship, but rather all day, every day. And it's a chance for me to share words of blessing, to share that blessing to sustain us in this work. Now, I don't write down what I say when I do the benediction. I don't write that down, and that's why it's scary, because I stand up and start talking. And I know for a fact that there are a lot of people here who have been worshiping with us before and have been part of me giving a benediction, and I'm sure that this is a familiar scenario where I get up after worship, at the end of worship, and start talking, and everybody's standing up after the final hymn. And then I realize that I've led us down a maze of words that I have no idea how to get out of. So everybody's kind of looking to one another like, well, should we sit down? Is he going to preach again? But just as they start doing that, then I wrestle that thought to the ground and push on and pretend that nothing ever happened that was weird or off. But it always ends the same way, however I end up getting there. May the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the communion and fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each and every one of us now and always. And all God's people say, Amen. So no matter how we get there, that's how it ends. This today is the last Sunday that I will be preaching a sermon from this pulpit here at Covenant Presbyterian Church in Madison, Wisconsin. And so today I want to leave with a benediction. This benediction, 2 Corinthians 13:13, I've quoted it dozens of times over the years as a blessing as we go. This blessing, words of Scripture, is a blessing to all of us and serves as a recognition of those things that our triune God does for us. The love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit. A blessing in triplicate to sustain us as we leave worship. This blessing, the love of God. The love of God is present with us at all times, wherever we are. This love holds us in compassion and hope. This love reminds us that those things that hurt us are never born alone, and the things that we celebrate are shared with one whose joy is in what we celebrate. This love is a blanket that covers all things, giving us strength to persevere, no matter what. So in a blessing, to share this blessing, to be sent out with this love, is to say that while nothing will ever be perfect, and sometimes things will be awful, we have this deep reservoir of love to draw on, to support us. And as we're sent with this blessing, we know that we are called to share that love with the world. We are blessed by the grace of Jesus Christ. This grace reminds us of who we are and who we should be when we greet one another, because we go out into an imperfect world as imperfect people. In our worship service, in this sacred time and space, we confess our sins every Sunday because we need the grace of God, the grace of Jesus Christ. And every Sunday we pray, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, because we need to show the grace of Jesus Christ to the world. And if we do this in our worship, ask for grace and show grace, then we need to do that when we're sent out. And to experience the grace of Jesus Christ, it means that we are to be willing and able to ask for forgiveness, to admit fault, to be vulnerable. It's very often and very appropriate that as Christians, we are told that we need to forgive and forgive and forgive. And that's good. But we also need to make sure we regularly remind ourselves that we need to ask forgiveness, that we are all in debt, and that we all need forgiveness. And so when we open ourselves up to the reality of our own sin, our own need for the grace of Jesus Christ, by doing that, we are freed to recognize the humanity of our neighbor, receiving and giving. Breathe in, breathe out. And it is in this way that we are blessed by the grace of Jesus Christ. And finally, the communion and fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Now, the enormity of this gift cannot be understated. The communion and fellowship transcend every barrier that could ever possibly be erected. This communion is shared with those who came before us in the great cloud of witnesses. We share this communion through the Holy Spirit and the mystery of faith with those who have yet to come. We share this communion with strangers around the world who no longer are strangers, but siblings. This communion and fellowship sustain us even as we depart from one another. Well, I am no longer to be pastor here at Covenant Presbyterian Church in Madison, Wisconsin. The gift of the Holy Spirit means that we will never, ever truly be out of community with one another. So in the future, when I am taking communion, enjoying the sacrament elsewhere, I'm here at this table in communion with you. And when I pray, and when I pray for my siblings in Christ, I am praying for you. So as I depart, I recognize that my time here is done. My time in this space, this moment, is done. But that my time with you all will never end. The communion and fellowship of the Holy Spirit. The Reverend Kimberly Bracken Long wrote a book on worship, and she says that in the benediction, is an expression of relationships that are forged simultaneously. Love and care of pastor for people. Trust and covenant between the people and God. Love between members of the body, and the worshipful work that is the expression of love of Christ's church for the whole world. And I leave here blessed with the certainty that the people in this place, in covenant, the friends who we've had along the way, deeply know these truths of these relationships, because I've seen it constantly over the past 5 years. I've seen people grow in their love of God, deepen their understanding of who God is and how God inspires us. I've been pushed and challenged by people here, and I've been able, through that blessing, to expand my own definition and understanding of God. the building of the trust and covenant between the people and God. Now, I have seen relationships blossom, friendships cement, strangers becoming siblings, love shared, people comforted and celebrated. This relationship, love between members of the body, it's a reality that comes from our shared identity as children of God, and it's a reality shared because of the love and grace and welcome shown by the wonderful and beautiful people here. And to say that this is about the worshipful work that is the expression of love of Christ's church for the whole world almost goes without saying. I've witnessed this always. And I have examples, but I also have a time limit, and so I'm not going to give examples because we can't do, I don't know how long a live video can go, but I don't know if 24 hours is right. But I've been honored to see it. And I've been honored to participate in this, and some of the people that I've had the opportunity to journey along. And so I lift up the work, and especially of the encouraging and supportive members of the 242 community, the joyful and welcoming young adult group, the curious and engaged members of the Adult Education Committee, the fearless and compassionate members of the Mission Committee, the giving and loving members of the deacons, the deliberative and wise members of session, and the dedicated and passionate members of this staff whom I had the honor of serving and working alongside, and many, many others whose lives and witness have touched my ministry in less formalized but in no less important ways. I've seen the love of Christ expressed to the world. I've seen the work of the people of God and have been blessed to journey alongside it. In November of 2016 was my installation service here, a service in which I was welcomed into this community as pastor and blessed and given a charge for my time here. In this service, I had the honor of being joined by the late Reverend Ken Hindman, who's a friend of mine and a colleague of mine, and a friend and minister who loved and worshiped and lived here in this body of covenant. Ken gave the charge to the congregation on that Sunday, and his words challenged us together to live as an authentic Christian community. He said, "The church's program here is a laboratory in which we learn to love each other, and we test the skills of community building in order to go out into the community of Madison to be agents of reconciliation and peacemaking." His words were true then and continue to be true now. His charge to us, his benediction for us, gives us purpose. The charge is the purpose, and the blessing is the strength to live out that purpose. And so we build community and foster reconciliation and promote peacemaking like Ken charged us to do, and we do that because we're given the gift of the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Breathe in, breathe out. Gather and send. So as our paths diverge and patterns shift, I will continue to serve God alongside you all. Because when we leave this place, whether it's just any other Sunday morning or whether it's for the last time, we know that as we go, we're accompanied by the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the communion and fellowship of the Holy Spirit now and always. And all God's people say, Amen.